Accordingly, David says metaphorically in proper sequence, he travails with iniquity and he therefore conceives mischief and gives birth to falsehood. Literally, the verse says, the way a pregnant woman conducts herself during pregnancy will affect the child she bears. As it says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. The opposite is true for the holy seed. By analogy, one who prepares to perpetuate iniquity will conceive mischief and give birth to falsehood. The singer depicts the villainy of his enemy as an allusion to the enemies of the Jewish people generally. When they come to destroy Jews, they are very thorough in their preparations. They approach their task perfectly equipped with every kind of weapon for every eventuality. If the enemy does not happen to have a whetted sword, he draws the bow. In case he runs out of arrows, he prepares instruments of death and makes arrows for pursuing. So it is clear that the enemy travails with iniquity and conceives mischief and gives birth to falsehood. Conceives Amal mischief and gives birth to falsehood. The letters of Amal, Ayin Mem Lamed, stands for Ayin Moyach Lev, eye, brain, and heart. The eye sees the heart lust and the mind schemes to satisfy the lust. Pasuk Tes Zion, Pasuk 16. Bor Korov Yachperehu Vayipo B'Shachas Yivol. He has dug a pit and has hollowed it and has fallen into the ditch which he made. First he dug the pit, but not deeply. Then he went back and hollowed it, made it deeper. Pasuk Yud Zion, Pasuk 17. Yashuv Amolo Beroshov Lakotkodo Chamoso Yeret. His mischief will return upon his own head, and his violence will come down upon his skull. The enemy digs the pit and then goes about making it firm all around. So David prays, may it be your will that the moved earth not fall on top of him. May his efforts come to nothing. May you frustrate his evil intent to let me fall into the trap. Turn aside his violence from me. Pasuk Yudches, Pasuk 18. Oda Hashem Ketzitko Vazamro Shem Hashem Elyon. I will give thanks to Hashem according to his righteousness, and I will sing to the name of Hashem Most High. I will give thanks to Hashem according to his righteousness. When Hashem punishes the wicked, it is not as if it were out of vindictiveness. Rather, it is in according to his righteousness, in order to purify and refine the gold within. Our sages say that the wicked hollow out of a pit for their own souls. In the end, they will fall into the ditch which he made. His mischief will return upon his own head. It is taken to refer to Haman, to Haman. Everything he schemed to do to Mordechai was done to him. I will give thanks to Hashem according to his righteousness, and I will sing to the name of Hashem Most High. When will I do so? When he implements the full measure of stern justice by judging the wicked. I will sing to the name of Hashem Most High, because he is high over all and rules over all. He deals with his creatures according to his will. Another interpretation says, may I also merit to sing to him when I'm in the supernal world, the world that is most high. I will give thanks to him, not only with my mouth, but also with musical instruments. For the Lord is most high, because he is high over everyone, he can cast down the arrogant transgressors. I will give thanks to Hashem, not for the downfall of the wicked, but because there is a divine justice in the world. Now we go to chapter 8, Pasuk 1. L'amnatzeach ala gitiv mizmor d'dov, for the conductor upon the gitiv, a psalm of David. In the present psalm, David proclaims Hashem's supervision over his creatures, and he acclaims the excellence of man. For the non-believers make man out to be as the fishes of the sea. They think of human perfection as the perfection of the intellect. But the Torah teaches that the perfection of man lies in Torah study and fulfillment of the mitzvah. Indeed, even the angels' pure intellects are principally acclaimed for being mighty in strength that fulfills his word. At the very outset, therefore, the first man was commanded to fulfill a mitzvah. For when any man lives in accordance with the will of his Maker, he is greater than the angels. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Hashem Adonainu Mo'adi Shimcha B'chol Oretz Asher T'no Hoitcha Al Shemoim. O Hashem, O Lord, how mighty is your name in all the earth. whose majesty is given above the heavens. Regarding man's excellence accordingly, David says that the majesty of the heavens depends, as it were, on the deeds done on earth. O Hashem, our God, how mighty is your name in all the earth, man's home whose majesty is given above the heavens. Majesty is given above the heavens through man's deeds, which proclaim Hashem's name on earth. How great is the power of man's deeds, whether for good or evil. By his good deeds he creates worlds, and by his evil deeds he destroys them. Although your power is seen in all the earth, in the populated regions and in the desert, in the sea and on land, the great majesty and immense power are seen in the heavens. For the earth is a puny thing compared to the heavens. It is a single point within a great circle. Essentially, the verse says, how mighty is God on earth, and how mighty is God that his majesty is given above the heavens. How mighty is your name in all the earth on account of the perfect man, for through him is your greatness made known on earth. Thus it says about Avram, Hashem, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house. A pasuk that is found in Chumash Bereishis. And it also says, God of the heavens and God of the earth. The latter was said after Avram had taught his contemporaries about God's might. Similarly, David says here, O Hashem, our God, how mighty is your name in all the earth because of the perfected man who proclaims your name in the world. On account of man's great excellence, his majesty is given above the heavens. Hashem dispenses majesty and affluence over the heavens in order to give light upon the earth. A different emphasis says, how mighty is your name in all the earth, how great is your name among men, whose majesty is given above the heavens. Men are impressed by the majestic splendor which you have given in the heavens, for they behold the giant orbs of light and the spheres in their precise and constant movements that do not alter their function. Then again the pasuk says, how mighty is your name in all the earth, on account of your supervision over those below. The present psalm was sung to the accompaniment of the gittith instrument. It is called a gittith because the craftsman who made the instrument lived in the city of Gath. Our sages declared that this refers to Edom, which in the future will be trampled and destroyed as Gath was destroyed. As it says, I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the peoples there was no man with me. Yes, I trod them in my anger. Pasuk is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Some say that this instrument was associated with the family of Obed Edom the Gathite. Another opinion is that David composed this psalm while he was in Goths. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Repeat, Odolim v'yonkim yisadeto oz, aman sorecha lahashpis oyevu misnakim. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings have you founded strength because of your adversaries, that you might still the enemy and the avenger. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings have you founded strength. So great is your majesty in the heavens, so openly revealed to every eye, that even men of weak intelligence, those on the level of babes and sucklings, recognize the strength of your grandeur. As a result, every foe or avenger who wants to deny divine providence is forced to admit that Hashem is judged upon the earth. The fact that babes and sucklings learn to speak in 2 years, something learning a new language that would take an adult a good number of years to accomplish, reveals divine design. This silences any enemy and avenger, those who deny providence. A man whose face is pure and innocent as a babe or a suckling is like a weaned child with his mother. Like we learn later on in Tehillim, he does not immerse himself in the secrets of creation, but relies on traditional teachings. Upon that man is founded the stability of mankind. Another reading says, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings literally is established the foundation. You sowed, here related to you sowed us, for man's recognition of the Creator's kindness and grace. Hashem has formed in the breast of the mother an opening as narrow as the eye of a needle, and the babe sucks nourishment. Were the opening somewhat larger and the flow of milk greater, the infant would choke. Were any smaller, its lips would ache. Everything has been made to an exact measure, which attests to forethought and divine design. This silences the enemy and the avenger who claims that everything happens by chance. Although the beasts also share in this gift of divine grace to suckle their young, man has the understanding to recognize the works of Hashem and to offer thanks and praise for everything. This is the meaning of the words of our sages, that a mother was given breast in the place of understanding. The precise suckling function of the breast instructs the understanding that there is divine design. The enemy and the avenger. When a man is an enemy, when God is not in his heart, is also an avenger. As it says, the villain says in his heart, there is no God. They have dealt corruptly. They have done iniquity. There is none that does good. What is his cure? Let him look up into the heavens and behold the majesty of the moving spheres. He would then acknowledge Hashem and turn away from his iniquity. You founded strength, which according to the Talmud refers to the Torah. It was given in the merit of the young who study Torah in their grades. Our sages teach that when at Matan Torah, Hashem asked for a guarantee that the Jewish people would adhere to the Torah. They said, here are our children as the best warranty. In the Song of the Sea of the Oz Yashir, the scripture says, you have guided them in your strength to your holy dwelling. A pasuk that's found in the Chumash Shemos. That is to say, in the merit of the youngsters in their grade studying Torah, founded strength, we were worthy of having the Beis Hamikdash. Accordingly, the sages teach that children are not to be taken away from the Torah study, even for the purpose of building the Beis Hamikdash. In the merit of our youngsters in their grades, no enemy comes against us, as it says here, that you might still the enemy and avenge him. Similarly, it is taught, and a soft tongue breaks the bone, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Mishlei. The soft speech of our youngsters in their grade studying Torah nullifies evil decrees. It is also indicated that one can learn good traits even from the babes and sucklings. An infant is never at a loss for what to do. It's always happy. When it needs something, it asks for it in tears. Our knowledge of the Torah is likened to the knowledge of babes and sucklings, for no eye has seen, a pasuk in Yeshayahu, the secret parts of the Torah. Then again, the scripture says, recognition of Hashem is such a simple matter that even newborn babes and sucklings yearn with their souls for knowledge of Hashem. Pasuk Dalet, pasuk 4. Ki ere shemecha maasei espoisecha yureyach v'chachovim. When I behold your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have established. The sweet singer of Israel now depicts the greatness of the Creator, which is revealed to the gaze that beholds the host of heaven. In comparison, how puny is man. However, Hashem has shown his loving kindness to man by giving him intelligence and understanding, and thereby you have given him dominion over the works of your hands. As we'll learn in Pasuk Zion. When I behold your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have established, I declare, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you have taken notice of him? Yet you have made him but little less than the divine, and you crown him with glory and splendor. How is this shown? In that I can behold your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have established. David mentions the moon and the stars, but not the sun, for one cannot gaze directly and behold the sun. Another reason is that in the daytime only one sun star is visible, while at night one can see a great host of stars. Some say that David uttered these words while actually gazing up at the moon and stars, when he understood the wonders of the Creator. It is also explained that David chanted this psalm every midnight when awakened by the wind passing through his harp. Gazing up out of the window to behold the heavens in their pure lustre, the shine of the moon and the starlight, he was moved to proclaim with passion, O Hashem, our God, how mighty is your name in all the earth. in his acclaim of the order of creation, the singer points out that, in contrast to the sun's great lights shining during the day, God arrayed the moon and the stars at night. The little amount of light that they cast upon the earth is perfectly suited for rest and relaxation. David's words reveal his greatness. It is human nature for a man to be inspired by novelty. He is seldom moved by the daily sight of the earth, the heavens, the moon, and the stars. That is not, however, as it ought to be, for all things in nature draw nourishment from God every hour of every day. Were his sustaining power to cease to provide for them, they would perish forthwith. Thus the scripture says, "For he spoke, and it was. He commanded, and it stood." David was enthralled every time he beheld the heavens and the host of heaven. Contemplation of the host of heaven brings one to love of Hashem. Thus the Rambam writes, "When a man ponders the works of the Lord and his many wonderfully made creatures, when he beholds his wisdom that is beyond limit and measure, at once he loves and praises and glorifies Hashem, and he yearns with a great yearning to know his great name." As David has said, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." When he ponders and calculates these things, at once he is awed and intimidated by the knowledge of his own puny self. How base he is, and how devoid of all refinement. How slight is his knowledge and understanding when set against the one whose knowledge is total and perfect. Accordingly, David says here, "When I behold your heavens, what is man that you are mindful of him?" The sacred books advise that one should dwell in a house with windows in order to be able to look outside every moment and behold the wondrous works of God of heaven and earth. "When I behold your heavens, the work of your fingers," according to the Medrash Nilam, the verse pertains to Nebuchadnezzar, as it says, "At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that lives forever." A pasuk that's found in Daniel. So it is proper and good for man to look up at the heavens often and long, for it brings wisdom and fear of Hashem and elevates man to saintliness. David refers to the moon and stars as the works of your fingers, but we find it said about the heavens, "And my right hand spread out the heaven." Pasuk is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. The difference is that general and overall things are called works of the hands, while details which require special talent are called works of the fingers. As it says, "Then the magician said to Paro, 'This is the finger of Hashem.'" Similarly, the tablets of Hashem were written with the finger of Hashem, as found in Chumash Shemos. These are all metaphorical expressions. Pasuk 5. Mo enosh kisizkerenu uven adam kisizkedenu. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you have taken notice of him? When I behold your heavens, the works of your fingers, I say, what is man that you are mindful of him, that you have taken notice of him? What is his importance when compared to the heavens and the stars? Why have you given him the power of achievement on the earth below? Some say that the verse is rather an affirmation of man's special stature. How very great is man's worth that you are mindful of him, that you bestowed deliverance and mercy upon him by giving him the Torah, the book of your name. How great is the Son of Man that you have taken notice of him, that is, that you elevate his every little deed by the standard of Torah law. Thus we find another psalm that begins with, "The heavens declare the glory of Hashem," which acclaims the sun and the celestial bodies, and then goes on to speak in praise of the Torah. Then again the scripture says, "Through the very act of peering into the works of God's creation, and by praising and extolling their Creator, man merits that the flow of divine wisdom should enter him. Hence you crown him with glory and splendor." Accordingly, David goes on to say of such a man that his robes are humility and fear of God, and that God magnifies him and elevates him above all his other works, as we'll learn very soon in the next few sentences. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. V'chasrehu me'at me'lekim v'chavod v'hodor te'at rehu. yet you have made him but little less than the divine, and you crown him with glory and splendor. By the power of Hashem's special attentiveness to man, you are mindful of him. You have taken notice of him. Man has become like an angel of God who lacks nothing. The only difference is that an angel is in heaven and man is on earth, and even this little less reflects to man's glory and splendor. Compare it to a mighty warrior who battles and defeats his enemies while his hands are bound in irons. Similarly, the prophet says, I have made the earth and created man upon it, a pasuk found in Yeshayahu. What does this mean, said Rabbi Chonya in the name of Rabbi Yehuda? Compare it to a man who sent his son to a master craftsman to learn his trade, and the craftsman began by examining the young man's fingers. He explained, all the essentials of this craft cannot be learned except by use of the fingers. How else do you want me to teach you a trade? Similarly, when the angels demanded that the Torah be given to them, Hashem said, are you then sons of men to whom the mitzvahs of the Torah were made to fit? So they responded at once, O Hashem, our Lord, how mighty is your name in all the earth. It's only just that your daughter, the Torah, should remain with you on your earth. What is man that you are mindful of him? How worthy must man be that you have accorded him this great honor? You have given him mitzvahs to perform. How truly important is the Son of Man that you have taken notice of him and appointed him as a master over creation. You have made all of creation dependent upon his deeds, as it says, a fruitful land into a salt waste for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. Similarly, David says in the next pasuk, you have put all things under his feet. The Talmud says that 50 gates of understanding were created in the world, and all except one were passed down to Moshe. As it says, you have made him but little less than the divine. That is to say, there exist 50 gates of knowledge regarding the truth of God's existence, but one gate was kept from him. Why was that one gate kept from him? For he would then have total knowledge and so would be incapable of fulfilling the commandment to believe in God. You have made him but little less than divine, less than the angels. You gave Joshua the power to make the sun stand still and to dry up the Jordan River, power for Moshe to split the Red Sea, and power to Eliyahu to revive the dead. You crown him with glory and splendor by having infused man with a soul from on high, which is unlike his body and so will not die. Then again, you crown him with glory and splendor alludes to man's upright stature. He is in this respect unlike the other creatures. Some say that it refers to the beauty of man's physiognomy. Similarly, we recite in the Neilah service on Yom Kippur, you have set a man apart from the beginning, that is upright from the head, and you enabled him to stand before you. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Tamshilehu b'maseh yudechol kol shatos sachas raglov. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. This pertains to the lower creatures. Some say that it also refers to the celestial creations, since man understands the motions of the stars and the constellations. You have put all things under his feet. All the lower creatures are ruled by man, as it says, and the fear of you and the dread of you will be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that teem on the ground, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered, a pasuk that is found in Bereishis. Now the works of your hands also includes the heavens, which are the works of your fingers, as it also says, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Soner v'alofim kulam begam bahamos sodoy. Sheep and oxen, all of them, and also the beasts of the field. Man has at his disposal sheep and oxen, all of them domestic animals, help him do his work, provide food, and supply his clothes. All of them alludes to all other large domestic animals, horses, donkeys and camels. In addition, there are the beasts of the field. But man enjoys absolute dominion over other creatures only so long as he safeguards his superior image. Thus it says, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle. If, however, man destroys the image and likeness, he descends to the bottom, and the other creatures rise above him, since the superiority of man over beasts is nothing but the soul kept pure. This is found in Koheles. The Medrash says that Hashem first created man's food, and only then man himself. Compare it to a king who filled a great tower with every kind of food delicacy, but he had no guest. What pleasure did he derive from his great abundance? Simply, the angel said before the Creator, Master of the world, O Lord, our Lord, how mighty is your name in all of the earth. It is proper that you show your might upon the earth by creating man. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Tzipor Shemayim Udgei Hayom Over Orchos Yamin. The birds of the sky, the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the seas. Man rules not only the creatures of the land, but also the creatures of the air and the sea. The birds of the sky and the fish of the sea, whosoever passes through the paths of the sea in the ships. You have given man unlimited dominion, and this is a great wonder. For what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you have taken notice of him? Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Hashem Adonai Mo'adi Shimcha B'choloes. O Lord, our Lord, how mighty is your name in all the earth. Finally, King David comes to the main theme of this psalm. He acclaims Hashem's loving kindness in having given man the faculties to dominate all things and creatures. Although puny and base in comparison with the supernal beings, he shares the quality of intelligence. Because man is capable of understanding, he can therefore acknowledge that mighty is your name in all the earth. How mighty is your name in all the earth? It is stressed that because the normal ways of nature are subject to change in the merit of the righteous man, Hashem's oneness is revealed to mankind everywhere. Now we go to chapter 9, Pasuk 1. Lamnatzeach almus labein mizmor leDavid. For the conductor upon the death of Levin, labein a son, a psalm of David. Some say that David composed this psalm upon the death of one of his enemies, who harassed the people of Israel. His name was Laban. Another view is that it was written on the death of Nabal, the Carmelite. Thus the letters of Nabal are those of Laban. Some find an allusion to Golias, who was called Ish Hevonim. Hence Laban, which is read as Laban. Then again, Laban is understood as referring to a poet called Bain, in which case Almus is read as Almos, a form of a song. The verse then reads, for the conductor upon the Alamos, a song for Ben, a psalm of David. Within the interpretation that the psalm refers to a warrior called Levin, Laban, it appears from the following verses that this man destroyed many cities, annihilated peoples and kingdoms. Then he waged war against David, who defeated him. After returning from the war, Levin made preparations to march against David again, but he suffered a defeat, and his kingdom and army were destroyed. Pasuk base, Pasuk 2. Oide Hashem b'chol libi asapra kol nifloisecha. I will give thanks to Hashem with my whole heart. I will tell all of your marvelous works. I will give thanks to Hashem with all my heart from the depths of my heart. I will tell all of your marvelous works openly. With the interpretation that David composes the psalm after he killed Goliath, which brought great deliverance to the people of Israel, he sings with my whole heart. The plural of marvelous works is explained as follows. Because David began by recounting the great marvel of his victory over Goliath, he also speaks of wonders, as found in Shmuel Aleph. I will give thanks to Hashem with my whole heart. It is not my intention to give thanks and also ask for my future needs. Rather, I will tell all your marvelous works, nor will I be like others who recount only the public miracles, for my eyes were open to the realization that also the natural events are your marvelous works. They are hidden miracles. In this and in the following verses, King David expresses his joy at the manifestation of Hashem's presence and the affairs of this world. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, Most High, as we will learn in the next pasuk. I rejoice for one reason only, that your name was sanctified. We will continue, Mir Hashem, in our next shir.